You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So our favorite part of the day, we know people are waiting patiently for the diary.
Can I say there's a lot of anger around the diary? I feel like if I end an entry, there's a lot of yelling, but then we say it's our favorite part of the day.
It is our favorite part of the day because some days it's been a little bit since she gave us one of those like ripe peaches, you know, like you get where it's just dripping with information.
We kind of got a ripe peach on her birthday. Like we found out like, whoa.
But we don't know what it is. Like we know that she did something bad and that Katie knows what it is and thinks it's bad and that she thinks she's a faker and she's living her life as like a bad person. But we just don't, it's just not a, like, I just feel like we're being shown the peach.
Okay.
But we don't get to eat the peach.
We're not satiated.
It's been a minute since we've been
potential for some peachiness today.
Okay, so the last was the last entry another July 4th?
It was June 14th.
Oh, we're about to do July 4th.
Yeah.
June 14th, what happened again? It was just a lot
she got her internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, girl, your mind is twisted. Write it down. We don't need to hear about your internship. I know this was written like 20 years ago by somebody who we don't even know their name, but like,
yeah, write the important stuff.
Yes.
I don't care about that.
Oh, I got my internship. You just ripped 4 pages out of your diary. Tell us what that.
To be fair, I think big job might be kind of important to her.
But how can you celebrate your big job knowing what a piece of crud you are?
We don't know if she talked to him about it and they're fine.
She would have wrote it down.
Maybe not. She's not writing a lot down.
Yeah, she is skipping. It was like May 14th is her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's a piece of hell. June 14th, got my internship. So she's taking a full month off. This one, almost a full month again.
No. July 4th. That's like 2 weeks. It's like 3 weeks, really.
Just read it. I don't know.
When it comes to math, don't you just want to punch Erica in the throat?
My siblings used to call me Math Whiz because I was stupid. Anyway, diary?
Let's have the new diary entry, perfect. Shall we?
July 4th, anniversary number 2 of meeting Mr. Mike. Oh. He and I are going to a couple BBQs and then downtown to watch the fireworks.
Downtown.
He said he's got an even better surprise than last year's.
Wait, what was last year's surprise?
What was the surprise last year? I don't remember. I think he just took, I don't know if she ever
remembered. Aaron, your notes!
I am looking!
There was...
No, wasn't the necklace. Mm-hmm. That was Christmas.
Right.
Right.
I think I don't have anything for July 4th.
I think I remember her. I think she just said like he has a surprise for me later. And I don't think we ever found out what it was. I'm worried. It's okay. I have to admit that whole making a girl feel special on big days thing earns any guy serious points. I always...
Oh boy.
No, there's just like so many loopy letters.
Is this
overlapping here?
Can you tell us when she's this kind of loopy in the past? Has this been angry or anxious?
This is not that kind of handwriting. It's just this one word. let's just try this. I always escaped to the movies, and so I always thought that was how things should be.
Okay.
That word be. Oh, I always escaped into the movies because I was single. So I just thought that it was. Okay. I never thought they could be this way. I'm feeling better about my indiscretions or whatever. I just try and pretend like nothing ever happened, and sometimes I believe it's true. In any case, a surprise party, small parties, fancy dinners, and a little blue boxes from Tiffany's weren't wasted on me. Oh, he threw a surprise party last year.
He did?
Oh, no, that was her birthday. Never mind. In any case, a surprise party, small parties, fancy dinners, and a little blue boxes.
You can stop texting and that she should pre-read. We're not going to do it.
From Tiffany's weren't wasted on me.
So she's now admitting that he's been a great boyfriend.
Yeah.
All the little things.
And it sounds like she hasn't told him what happened.
Correct.
I don't know how I got so lucky. Maybe Mike just watched a lot of movies too.
The French films. Are you stopping?
Yeah. Indiscretions is a big word in that entry.
We could kick that around for a second.
Feeling better about indiscretions and pretend it didn't happen. That's gross. That's yucky.
Would you rip pages out if you just made out with a dude? Or is indiscretions?
And like wrote it down?
Yeah, I mean, like she.
Oh, I understand. If it was only.
Is it just making out? Or did they round more than one plate? Did they make it all the way to home base?
I don't know.
There's no doubt it's cheating at this point.
I just saw something that...
Damn it!
I know!
She cannot look forward anymore.
All I will tell you is you're really going to like the next entry.
Like it? Why? Length?
Maybe it's a plum. Or a peach. Mm.
Okay. Erica brings a plum to a peach party.
What are those things that horses wear? We need to get one for her.
Blinders.
Yeah, for when she reads it.
Okay. So we're 100% in on she cheated.
Yeah. I think so.
Do you think so? Or is that part of the plum?
No, I don't know so. But
is that a plum? Is there a diagram?
Peach plum coming up next.
Okay. Get fed some sort of fruit tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.